Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden and former President Donald Trump will both visit the southern border in Texas today. Their dueling visits reflect the significance of the border issue this year. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports on how Democrats hope this will play out.
The rare visit by the president reflects a new offensive approach Biden is taking on one of his greatest political liabilities. Evan Roth Smith, a Democratic pollster for the political strategy group Blueprint, says the trip is an opportunity to counter the narrative that Democrats are soft on immigration and attack House Republicans for blocking a bipartisan agreement at Trump's urging that would have tightened rules for asylum and given more money to hire more border agents.
The politics of it are fantastic for Democrats, and they're horrible for Republicans, and they're personally difficult for Donald Trump because he's the one who tanked this deal.
Biden says Trump torpedoed the deal in order to score political points. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Trump is going to Eagle Pass, Texas to see border conditions today. He is claiming that he is the one who finally got President Biden to visit the border. The White House claims its visit today had been in the making for some time, and Biden has previously been to the border during his presidency. Congressional leaders have finalized one part of a deal to fund the government for the rest of this fiscal year. NPR's Eric McDaniel reports.
Government funding is done in 12 parts. Leaders have an agreement on half of them, including bills that fund the Departments of Agriculture, Commerce, and Transportation. They're aiming to pass them by March 8th. That's next Friday. But first, they have to advance another short-term extension, almost certain to require Democratic votes in the House to overcome Republican objections. Another funding deadline on the remaining six bills will be pushed to late March. This is a promising sign, but nothing's final until these bills all come up for a vote and pass both chambers, which, based on things have gone in Washington lately, is far from a given. Still, it appears that the nation's largest employer, the federal government, is likely to be able to keep writing paychecks for now. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, the Capitol.
The second largest wildfire in Texas's recorded history continues to burn in the panhandle north of Amarillo. From the Texas newsroom, Rachel Osier-Lindley reports it has burned more than 1,300 square miles and is 3% contained.
Tatum Pennington is a lifelong resident of Canadian, where she and her husband have about 300 mother and baby calves. She says the fire left their property in a state of catastrophic destruction.
We still can't find most of our cattle, and the ones that we found are barely hanging in. They're very badly burned. And the babies don't know where their moms are, and the moms don't know where their babies are, and it's just the ranch has been completely destroyed.
Now, their top priority is taking care of the animals who survived.
And then just how we rebuild step by step.
It's estimated thousands of cattle will be lost in the fire. I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley in Amarillo.
You're listening to NPR News. Health authorities in Gaza say the Palestinian death toll has surpassed 30,000 people since the war started last October between Israel and Hamas. That's when Hamas attacked Israel, killing at least 1,200 people. Today, Gaza health authorities say at least 70 people were killed in a strike as they waited for humanitarian aid. The Israeli military says it's looking into this. The National Park Service is evaluating a site in Colorado where some 300 Black Americans homesteaded starting in 1910. There is a study underway of the site known as Deerfield. Colorado Public Radio's Elaine Tassie reports.
More than a century ago, this was a thriving community of people using the Homestead Act of 1862. It allowed them to own land after farming it for 5 years. There was a gas station, a church, a cafe, and residents sold their crops to neighbors. The tiny plot is just about a square mile. George June is a professor at the University of Northern Colorado, whose area of expertise is Deerfield.
Well, we hope that that goes through because it was a great example of what Black people could do if given the chance.
The study will be complete in 2025, and then the Park Service will give their recommendations to Congress. For NPR News, I'm Elaine Tassie in Denver.
University of Iowa basketball guard Caitlin Clark set a new record last night. She's now the top scorer in women's major collegiate basketball with 3,650 points. She's now on track to become the highest scoring player ever for men or women's collegiate basketball. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.